Hey, my friend, welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the Tradie Success Academy. We're on a mission to help trade and construction business owners unlock time and financial freedom within as little as 3 years. With the right processes and systems and support, we're able to help people level up with less mistakes and have the motivation and support and guidance around systemization and process, whether that comes to lead generation, conversions, on-site value delivery, maximizing efficiency and profitability, operations and administration, or personal performance, how to really maximize yourself as a business owner and unlock that growth in your own business. Now, whether you're a sole trader or you've been in business for years and years, we're here to support you no matter what size you are. So look in the show notes. We've got a link to an exclusive offer for the podcast where you get 30 days free of the Academy Mastermind program. On there, you'll get access to online, on-demand training videos, access to live training every single week, and access to an amazing trade community filled with all different types of trades supporting one another to unlock that growth potential. Click the link in the show notes and unlock your free trial now. Hey, my friends, welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. I'm Greg Allen, and we're here with
Kirk Neal.
And today we're going to be talking around what are you sacrificing as a result of your busyness. And as business owners, we're constantly busy, you know, like we're always thinking about our business. We're always thinking of ways to improve it. We're always dealing with problems. We're always struggling to figure out what to do next or what would be a better thing to move us forward to eventually one day have that time freedom that we've gone into business to originally, you know. So we really want to encourage you to think differently and start to think around this phrase that you keep talking around, which is the busyness, right? And how busy this area is right now with the noisy cleaner coming past us. You might be able to hear the busyness of the space we've chosen today. No, but coming back to my point, the busyness of your mind. And it's so easy for us to fall into the trap of telling ourselves that I'll do that when I get time. I'm too busy to do X, Y, or Z, you know? And if you don't own your day will own you. And I just want to talk about that today, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I think you just mentioned a really powerful point, the busyness of your mind. So it's one thing to be busy doing tasks. It's another thing to have a busy mind. And a busy mind can erode so much of the fabric of what makes life great. You know, are you fully present with your family and things like that? Because, yeah, I'm not doing work tasks, I'm not writing anything or typing anything or doing any work, but my mind is so busy with work that I'm unable to allow people to really connect with me.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like if you're finding yourself out with your partner and distracted and in your head, you're busy in your head. If you're with your kids trying to play with your kids and you're busy in your head, like thinking about work, that was a big realization for me. You know, I wanted to build a business that created time freedom so I could be there with my family. And I had actually built the business to have the time. And I realized that even though I was physically there with my kids, I was still very in my head with my business while I was playing with them. And that's where I was like, man, this is more than just being physically there. It's about being mentally there as well. And it's a choice in the end, you know, it's a choice for us to choose that this is my priority right now. This is what I'm going to spend time on. And we dive into a lot around personal task and time management in the Academy, because it's so important for you to run at your optimum level, to be able to smash out your tasks in a very systematic, prioritized way. And if you're keeping everything you've got to do, like all the things you've got to do, all of the people you've got to call back, all the quotes that you've got to complete,
All the ideas you have.
If you keep all of those in your head, that could be a massive reason and potentially the main reason why you're not able to be present in any moment and to be able to sleep well and to be able to function well at work. And so I think when we're stuck in this space where we feel like we don't have time, then I'm sorry, but that's not going to go away. It's a choice. Like you have to, at some point,
break down all the things that you have to do and either delegate them, automate them, or stop doing them. And at the very least, we need to get them down onto paper or into a system where we can see everything that needs to be done, and then to plan out how you're going to execute those things.
And then we have control, and control and choice is such a powerful thing about being a human. It gives you back that control over your life. So when you start to choose tasks that you're not going to prioritize, you've now got control. You choose tasks that you're no longer going to do, or behaviors that you're no longer going to tolerate, things like that. Then you're in control, and that control is extremely powerful. And what it enables you to do is have the feeling that you're making life and business happen for you. Whereas the opposite of that is you're a victim of circumstance and business is happening to you. Life is happening to you, and you're always reacting to what is happening as opposed to choosing what we're going to do.
Yeah. We actually teach a concept called the priority matrix, which is actually from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. But the priority matrix is a quadrant, and there's 4 squares, and you've got urgent and important in the top left. Then you've got not urgent and important in the top right, not important and urgent in the bottom left, and not urgent and not important in the bottom right. And this is a quadrant to help you understand, of all of the tasks you've got to do, where do they sit in this quadrant? And when you actually, at any time of any day, if you were to write down all of your tasks into this, you'll find you've got less than 5% of your tasks in urgent and important, which is like you've got to get them done today. And most of your tasks are not important and urgent, and they are coming from everyone else. They're not your tasks, they're everyone else's tasks, and they want you to do things for them. And so you're being run by other people. When you actually do this activity, you'll realize that, whoa, most of my anxiety, my stress, my overwhelm is coming from other people applying pressure on me.
That's powerful. Like, it is. It's the external factor that creates the pressure. And one of the greatest sort of things that come with business is, one of the things people start a business for is, oh, yeah, I'll be my own boss. I'm like, yeah, you don't have a boss telling you what to do. Instead, you have staff, clients, and everyone else telling you what to do. So you've just changed from having one person to tell you what to do to heaps of people telling you what to do and really controlling how your day will go.
Yeah, man. And I think one of the first things I ever learned to do was say no to other people. That freed me up for the first time. And that was after, you know, we probably had 4 or 5 vans and, you know, lots, like nearly 10 staff, I reckon. And I hadn't learned to say no to other people yet. And I was being thrown around like a rag doll and pushed to my absolute limit and working those massive days, you know, 16 hours, not really understanding how to actually control my own day. And it's not until you really get good at saying no to other people and to other tasks that aren't important to you right now in relation to your strategic plan, in relation to what's important to you, for instance, going home on time, being with your kids, being with your family, when you're having a dinner date, you know, with your partner, or just connecting with friends on a deeper level, and even your time, your personal time, you know, like going to the gym or having a sauna or something without you being plugged in and being distracted and turned on at work. I'm not talking about turned on
in a sexual way.
No, I'm talking about turned on, like your mind's turned on to work constantly. So I think it's really important for us to learn how to break this down. And we see so many people, you know, in the academy, once they do this for the first time, go, oh my God, yeah. Like I can't believe how many things were actually in my brain.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about the computer RAM thing, because our mind is like a computer. If you think about a computer, it's got RAM, you know, we've got the amount of applications that can be run at any moment is the amount of RAM that computer has. And if you've got too many applications on you, your computer starts freezing, it starts bugging out, and if it's really overloaded, it shuts down. It just resets itself, you know? And that is effectively what's happening to our own brains. Our RAM gets filled up, and yes, we can get better at holding more things and that, but at some point, you're going to max out, and that's when you burn out, you have an overload, you know, you shut down, your body shuts down, your mind shuts down. And it's happened to me many times, and the amount of people I've seen go through this, where it's just, we could have managed this better by just having more discipline around the things that we need to do and what
how we execute those things as well.
Yeah, I think as a business owner, when you start a business, you join an elite club of people whose job is never finished. There is always something you can do. So like you said, it's the ability to say, no, that's enough for now, or no, I'm not going to do that right now, or I'm choosing to do something else over this. And I guess one of the ways I like to lead people into really unlocking this and the importance of understanding getting this right early on is, if it's a problem now, it's no longer a scalable solution. So if you feel like you don't have time now, what if I was to magically double your clientele tomorrow?
What would break?
What's going to fall apart? Like, if there's absolutely no way you could do that if you don't have time right now. Mm-hmm. So you've got to start thinking not so much about you in the current, in the present moment, but you in the future when your business is of a different size and shape. How are you going to manage that if you can't manage this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a way to get there, but it takes discipline and you've got to start saying no. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. We see that happen, you know, by reactivity when people win a big contract and all of a sudden they're like, well, how am I going to service that? Because effectively, as of 1 month's time, your workload is going to double because of the contract or whatever. And then we see people actually go into a productive state of mind, which is where they're like, all right, I'm going to hire people for this.
Solution focus.
Solution focus. And we create that because of that. But that's reactive. And you can actually proactively think like that all the time with the right processes in your day, with the right routines, with the right, you know, systems in place. And so the better that you get at actually following time management processes and systems and strategies, you're going to manage your day a lot better and you're going to feel less overwhelmed and you're going to end your day feeling really, really good.
Yeah, I think that's the key. It's about unlocking the capacity within your own schedule. Mm-hmm. Because if you're over capacity right now, growing seems daunting. Growing, you're scared of growing. You're scared of taking on anything else. And you know, it's going to limit your overall output and overall production and what you can actually achieve, where you end up. So you've got to break that down. You've got to start to engineer capacity into what you do right now so that you have an appetite for growth.
Yeah. Right? And that there is the exact thing that limits growth. And we see it hundreds and hundreds of times over in the academy. The people who are in this busy state, which feels comfortable because you're like, yes, I've got work next week.
It's security.
It's security. It's like, I've got work. It's comfortable. But you don't grow. You don't grow in that frame of mind. What tends to happen is people grow when they don't have enough work and they take a very motivated energy towards getting the work. Just take that example we had before. You win a contract, your workload's about to double. All of a sudden, you don't have enough staff. You're motivated to hire. You know, so the other ways opposite is true as well. We could hire a staff member and instantly not have enough work because of that action. Obviously, the work's going to get spread along across all of the different billable resources we've got. And all of a sudden, you don't have enough work. So you're motivated to go get new clients.
Yeah.
And that's where we see growth. So just to wrap up on that, be more prioritized in your time. Be disciplined. Start to learn how to manage your own day and your time and your calendar more effectively. Happy to help with that, you know, in the Academy, Trading Success Academy. We've got, even in the free trial, there's a time management course right at the top of the learning tab, which is going to help you systemize all of this. And you can access that on a free trial right now. So really want to encourage you guys to make the most of helping yourself get the most out of yourself.
Brilliant. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, team. Hope you enjoyed that. Talk to you soon.
So if you're loving the podcast, please share with your friends. Anyone that's thinking about starting a tradie business or got a large tradie business, we help everyone from startup all the way up to $1 million plus months. We'd love to help you too. And lastly, it would mean a lot if you could leave a review on the player that you're listening to this on. It helps us get out there and help more tradies in business perform better and create better lives for themselves. So let's get into this episode. Hope you enjoy it. Talk to you soon.